Finally, his lights are out. I'm sure he'll fall asleep any minute now. He seems to get easily knocked out as soon as he hits the pillows. It's been a few minutes now. I should go up in his room to check. There he is. As expected, he's asleep now. He always looks so peaceful when he sleeps. It just makes me want to take a bite on that neck and taste his blood, which I am sure of is delicious. And his scent that always draws me in and awakens my thirst for blood. But I have to get a grip of myself. I must wait for the right moment. Oh, poor human. If only you knew how much I want you. If only you knew how much I've been holding myself back from claiming you as mine. But I suppose that there is a right time for everything. Or I could just easily bite your neck. But I refuse to. Perhaps I'll be good for now. Oh, would you look at that? He woke up. Hi there. Did I disturb your sleep? Sorry about that. I have a habit of running away from home when things get complicated. And it just so happens that your window was open, so I climbed up. How did I climb up this high room? Oh, it's not that hard, silly. Aren't you going to ask who I am? And what I'm doing in your room? I look familiar. Oh, really? Oh. So you've been seeing me in your dreams. I wonder why. Why, yes, my dear. You're most certainly right about that. I have been lurking around these walls for quite some time now. And to tell you frankly, I've been watching you from a distance. Do I watch you when you sleep? Well, that's for me to know and for you to find out. I'm weird? You're calling me weird for climbing up your room? I'm actually kind of surprised that you're not asking me to leave. I wonder why is that? What do I mean? Well, let's just say that we know each other. You see me in your dreams while I've known you in my past life. Okay, fine. I'll tell you. Just calm down a bit, okay? you have nothing to fear. It's actually kind of fun, don't you think? Sneaking up in your lover's room and watching them sleep. It's tempting, but I must maintain self-control. This is probably going to sound weird. Well, for a human like you. But I've been around for a very, very long time. And what I mean by that is, I'm what you'd call immortal. Look into my eyes. Do you see that hint of red glow? Yeah, it's like my eyes are glowing with a deep blood color in them. And look at my skin very closely. I know it's quite dark, but notice how it looks radiant and unusually sparkly under the moonlight. Here, hold my hand. Feel my skin. I know. Cold as ice, right? My skin is so cold, it's as if I'm dead. I'm not human, is all I'm saying. I'm pretty sure you're getting where I'm at now. Or should I demonstrate it for you? Ah, finally, you got it. That's right, sweet one. I'm a vampire. What's your question? Do vampires sparkle under the sun? Well, yes. There is some truth in that. Although not all vampires are the same, most of us have developed our own traits over time, depending on our bloodline. The newer generations are better and stronger. Of course you're going to say that. Vampires aren't real. Well, I guess I'll just have to show you. Close your eyes. Don't be afraid. It's not like I'm going to suck your blood. Yet. Kidding. I'm not going to hurt you. I promise. Now, put your forehead against mine. I'll share a memory with you. Painful, isn't it? Now, do you believe me? What did I do? I just shared a memory with you, like I said. Now, humans can't exactly do that, can they? That memory I showed you? That was the night I turned into the woman I am now. Undead, pale, cold, powerful, the most bloodthirsty creature in this world. Of course. I mean, why else was I able to quickly climb up your high room? I can show you how strong I am, but not here. Maybe when we're outside. No? Vampires don't burn down to ashes under the sun. Vampires are really smart, you know. are still human in some aspects. Like, many of us are doctors, researchers, and scientists, so we've been able to genetically engineer our genes in order for us to modify our characteristics and traits. But I won't get into all that science stuff, because that's not the reason why I came here. Didn't I say that I've come for my past lover? I'm talking about you, my sweet one. You smell so good, like you always have, even when we were still lovers. We were lovers once. Once upon a time. It was many decades ago, around the 1850s. What? Why are you looking at me like that? You think I'm old, don't you? Well, it's not like age matters in the vampire world. I mean, do I look old to you? I see that you still use flowery words to flatter me. Thank you. So you're interested after all. Well, I was from a wealthy clan, and you were the son of our family's most trusted servant, our butler. We kept our love in secret. We'd always meet up in my family's old abandoned garden, and you'd always bring me beautiful flowers, and we'd exchange letters. Why did we keep our love in secret? Well, because my parents wanted me to marry the son of their good friend, who also came from a wealthy family. And I didn't want to, because you were my only love, and you still are. That memory I showed you? That was the night I ran away to be with you. We planned to elope, but on our way out, they caught us. You urged me to keep going, so I did. I didn't want to leave you behind, but you told me that you'd find a way to escape them and be with me. We promised to meet up at an old bridge. When I got there, I waited. But you never came. That's how that gang of bloodthirsty cold creatures saw me. They ought to finish me, but somehow I survived. And I haven't been the same ever since. I spent the next decades of my life wandering around, posing as a human. Of course, I always have to move from one place to another. But this place? I've lived here once, about 50 years ago. Why did I come back? Well, I felt you. I felt your presence. I felt the hope of our love come back to life from the moment of your rebirth. That's why I came back. I knew that you were going to be here. After decades and decades of hopelessly searching, I finally found you again. I've never loved anyone else. It's just you. It's always been you.
Why?
Because you are the only one I want. I didn't care about being alone for a century. You are the only one in my heart. It's either I'm alone or I'm with you. And now that you're here, things have changed. About that, well, when I came back here, I've tried contacting you through your dreams. So, I guess that explains why you kept seeing me in your dreams.
Really?
You've seen the old garden in your dreams too? And you still think it's beautifully aging? Some things never change. Do you mean that? You really want to be with me?
Of course. It's what I want.
But you have a life here. And yes, I've been meaning to take you back. But I remembered that you're no longer the same person.
What would I do?
I'd turn you into my kind, dear. This time, nobody can get in our way. We can finally be together for the rest of eternity, for as long as we both shall live. You have no idea how happy that makes me feel. No, of course not, silly. You won't turn into a vampire from a mere kiss like that. Do you really want to become a vampire like me? Okay. Finally, we're reuniting. You have no idea how long I've waited for this moment. Close your eyes and show me your bare skin. That's the most delectable and savory blood I've had in a while. Yeah, it always starts with a headache. It'll get worse, but you have to be strong.
What will happen next?
Well, in my case, I fainted. Remember when I told you that not all vampires are the same? We have, different breeds. You may faint like I did. Then when you wake up, you might feel sore. But after that, you'll be just like me. It's a rapid change. Some vampires, though, they go through an agonizing duration of days before their transformation completes. And I'm just lucky that mine was quick. And I'm sure that yours will be too. How do I know this stuff? Well, I worked for a doctor who specialized in engineering vampire genes. He was a good mentor. He took care of me after finding me on the side of the road. So, how do you feel? Your eyelids are starting to feel heavy? I was right. Go ahead and lay back, my dear. You'll be all right in no time. Once you wake up, we will be together for all eternity, and I will never, ever let our love die again. Whoever tries to get in our way will face death. I will make sure of that. You and I will be together forever.